It's Corona Ticket Fight Night. Fight number 10 about to go down. Two fights left on our card tonight. This is very exciting from the Village Country Club. I am Bob. I am here with Junior and Dan, and the great Gordo is headed to ringside.
I don't know.
Oh, and Jake, I believe, is with us as well.
Broadcast technology is like, I don't know.
Super gay.
Now we have the big U.S. versus Mexico fight. Wow.
Yeah.
Once again, jingoism is the order of the day. And we are ready to get it on. Let's go to Gordo. See what he's got.
All right. Oh, thank you.
Uh-oh.
All right, who are we visiting with first here? You're the Mexican, right?
That's negative.
Why do you have that cheap mustache then?
I had to shave and I had a beard, so I wanted to keep something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're already extremely sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
That's just from shadow boxing over there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm lubed up. I'm ready to go.
You're lubed up.
It's pretty cut.
Okay. Well, yeah, you are in very good shape. What kind of workout regimen do you possess?
I train a little bit of MMA, so just that. Hmm.
So you have MMA experience. That's nice.
Yeah. It helps a little bit.
And how long have you been an American?
My whole life. 23 years.
And what about how many generations before you were Americans?
Quite a few, I think. I know we're from Poland, but we've been here for quite a while.
Okay. Dirty Polish person? Okay. And your name was?
Nick Kula.
Easy.
Nick Kula. All right. I want to get this fight started. Hi. What's your name, sir?
Martin Ortiz.
Martin Ortiz?
Yes, sir.
Not Martin, but Martin?
El Martin.
El Martin.
That's right.
Okay, and are you a U.S. citizen?
That's right.
Okay. Martin.
Were you born in America?
I was born in Germany. Okay, interesting.
This doesn't really represent
Mexico.
Of Mexican descent.
Quien?
Twice removed.
Ba
on the other side.
Aganar la pai pelea.
So which town in Germany were you born in?
Wurzburg.
Wurzburg, okay, right there on the romantic road, isn't it?
That's right.
No entiendo.
I guess that's where I was conceived.
Is that the Hitler side?
What, Dan?
Is that the pro-Hitler side or the anti-Hitler side?
Now, do Mexicans have any different styles of fighting other than just decapitating all the people they come across? Or?
We go out on our shield.
Your shield? What's the Mexican shield?
You either go down in a knockout or you knock them out. You don't quit.
Okay, Mexicans don't quit. Except when I hire them to dig something.
Wow. Oh,
well, I'm just saying. I mean, I think $7 is fair. And they're complaining.
Oh, dear.
I'm just trying to get the crowd right.
Thank you, Gordo.
Now, from it.
Martin with a 35-pound weight advantage. Will that have an effect against the pit bull? Stay tuned. Let's go to ringside. Rich Phillips.
I'm your leader.
Rich Phillips.
Our 10th fight of the night brought to you by the Bad Radio Boys, the USA versus Mexico. First out of the blue corner, representing Mexico for some reason, out of Killeen, Texas, at 6'2", 250 pounds, El Martin Ortiz. And out of the red corner, representing the good old U.S. of A. from Dallas, Texas, 5'11", 214 pounds, Nick the Pitbull Kula.
All right, Nick in the black shirt, white shorts representing America. Martin in the gray and black representing Mexico by way of Killeen. And we are ready for action. And the first round bell rings. Martin moves in with that big weight advantage, and he appears to have a little bit of a power advantage, too. Now Martin lands a few. Here comes Nick back with a couple blows to the face. Martin wagging and appears to have lost his balance. And that will not be a knockdown. Now the fighter's back at it. Martin moving in. Lots of punches thrown. Not sure they're having a big effect. Nick trying to stay loose here, but he's tied up at the moment, and Lawrence Cole will separate them yet again as we move through the first round.
Well, Martin really swallows up Nick, doesn't he?
Yes, a significant size advantage here. Now Martin taking a few punches in the side of the head. Nick attempting to get some scoring blows in before the round ends. Now Nick once again appears already the punches are lightening up a bit as we end the first round with not too much damage done either way.
You know, that reminded me of Ali Foreman 74 Zaire, except not nearly as good and with really poor fighters, but very similar.
Your Rolodex of boxing knowledge is quite helpful in a scenario like this.
Looks like Martin or Martin is a lot more athletic than he looks, don't you think?
Now, how does he look?
Yes.
I suppose we have to establish that.
He looks
that.
Very unathletic. He looks tall, big and just kind of lumbering. And
he's built like Benji Molina.
Kind of Ty Walker-ish.
I'd like to agree with my broadcast partner, Dan. He's got some quickness to him. And I didn't think he would have that.
Don't underestimate the Mexican.
I'm interested in the Benji Molina comp. I did not think of that till now.
Especially
but
ones that grew up in Hitlerville.
By way of Hitlerville. All right, seconds out for round two. Martin and Nick fighting for national pride.
Oh,
I don't know.
They're both from Texas.
All right, and they meet in the center of the ring, and once again, Nick grazes the chin with the right. Very nicely done there. Now Martin appearing to have a bit of a balance issue. Now Nick moving in with a flurry, trying to get some scoring punches in, but most of them just kind of hitting the arms. And I believe Lawrence Cole warning Nick on the elbow. Now Nick moves in head first, sort of, with that lunge, but he does get a right into the chin. Martin answers, but Nick with a big punch to the face. Now they both again sort of bumping into each other. Not a whole lot of damage done. Nick goes for a big punch, but not a whole lot there. Nick moving in again with kind of a two-handed push to the face there, it seemed.
Which one's Nick, the American?
Yes, he is. And Martin answers, but really it's tough to say if anyone has an advantage through two rounds.
But here's the problem. With the scoring system we use, which is fan cheering for you and the loudest fans win, I think Martin's going to need a knockout here in the third.
Martin will clearly need a big third.
I feel a strong USA contingent has arrived here tonight.
I don't know.
Well, it's all a matter of rivalry in some sense.
Man, there's some nice-looking ladies
seems
in the audience.
Seems to be very heavily gringo audience.
Hi. How you doing? You have beautiful eyes.
Thanks.
Did you feel like at all that in that round the Arizona immigration law was at the root of their battle?
I really didn't. Didn't get that feel at all.
Martin's dad is a Vietnam vet.
Well,
he's sitting right over here in a wheelchair.
That's Martin's dad. Wow. Come on, Martin, do it for dad.
Thank you for your service to this country.
He fought in Vietnam.
Round three continues. Here comes the pit bull. That's weird. And the pit bull and Martin both meet in the center of the ring. Now Martin's weight advantage is pushing Nick back. Martin swinging big. Nick swinging big. Uh-oh, he's got him set up for the suplex. And does not execute it. And now Nick answers with a left to the face. Pushes him off, and as heavyweights sometimes do, it's a lot of hugging. Now both fighters trying to get something in before the final bell. Nick with more activity, I think that's clear, but is he scoring more? Nick now moves in once again, head first, but with a couple lefts to the face. And a hug yet again as
this is going to come down to a decision.
Sue and Brazadora, see?
Seems like Martin's getting a little lazy.
Yeah, Martin is struggling. Ay caramba. La biblioteca.
Ay caramba, la biblioteca.
We have another round, or is that it?
That should do it in the third round, Gordo.
That's it.
Now, if you want to go investigate, you are more than welcome to, as the judges, the 15,000 plus on hand, will have to decide what they thought of this fight.
That's tough. Those two guys gave it their all. I'll say that. They left it out there.
Martin, how you doing?
Fine. Tired and fat, but I'm okay.
Have you ever fought before?
No.
Even street fighting?
Yeah.
You done some street fighting?
Yeah.
Knife a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, jeez.
Estás gordo?
Hey, Martin, I think I just met your father over there. Is he sitting in a wheelchair?
Correct, sir.
What's that?
That's correct.
His dad is here sitting in a wheelchair, and he's wearing a hat. And you know what that hat says?
Vietnam veteran.
Vietnam veteran, right there.
Yeah.
Right there, sir. There you are.
What if he just bought a hat?
There you go.
People are just cheering for that.
Tipping his cap. So your dad fought and served in Vietnam.
That's correct. Twice.
Was he injured in Vietnam?
No.
He just has health problems?
From the Army, yeah.
From the Army? So you're fighting for Dad tonight?
Always.
Always fighting for Dad.
That's going to get a sympathy vote from the crowd, I think.
Boy, it is.
Boy, Nick, top that.
All right, Nick.
What's your dad?
Nick, is your dad in a wheelchair?
No, he's standing.
Did your dad fight in Vietnam?
No.
Yes. All right.
Where's your dad?
I think the evidence is in.
My mom's over there.
Your dad's over there with his second wife. All right, it's time to vote on these two guys. Rich Phillips.
All right, let's go to the P1 judges' cards here in our USA versus Mexico. First, let's hear it to my left for Martin Ortiz. Now let's hear it on my right for Nick Kula.
Wow.
Nick Kula.
Even with the Vietnam wheelchair
the
dad.
The USA reigns. The winner is Nick the Pitbull Kula.
Spirited fight.
Yeah, that was good.
Wow. Dad just slumped in his chair.
That reminded me just a little bit of Ali Frazier 3, The Thrilla in Manila, except it wasn't anywhere near as good.
Please stop it.
I salute you, sir. Now we are down to the final fight of the night.
Another loss for the Ortiz family.
Junior, put tonight in perspective.
I don't think I can right now. I think I'm too emotional at what I've seen. We've seen more knockouts than ever before in fight night history, and I think anyone who paid absolutely nothing to get in here has got their money's worth.
I agree. Dan?
Look at this crowd.
What? I think the anticipation for the final bout is something you can cut with a knife.
I agree, Dan. Now, it says here the final fight is a battle of spinners.
And have you seen them?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be a war.
Look at how tiny that one girl is, the 34-year-old. Who's apparently related to a former cowboy and Aggie linebacker.
Why do you... Taylor?
No, Wynn.
Oh.
The 34-year-old.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
God dang, that's a small human.
Look.
Look at this.
All right, now, ladies...
What is a spinner exactly, Bob?
I will try to figure that out in this commercial timeout. It is time for the final fight next...